Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Anawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Osio Ginalii Tahiju Toigu, which means, hello cousins, I'm fine, how are you? This is your old buddy Bluewater coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau in east central Tennessee, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalashki, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the old Cherokee Nation.
Okay, we're back. We'll continue talking. So tell us some more. Just to give you some idea, this is one of the more fascinating interviews we've done, because you've probably done more directly with the prophecies and more recently than anybody we've interviewed so far. Give you a little bit of background, the White Roots of Peace Council was founded back in the 50s and 60s and kind of went dormant for some time. And about the same time I started up this website in 96, and I guess Spiritual Elders got started sometime in 93, about the same time or shortly before we started this show up. And John Red Hat tried to put me in touch with Grandfather Leon Sacatero, but he had, in fact, I've got his telephone number sitting right here, but weather bug going off letting me know we're going to have a frost here tonight. Anyway, Grandfather Leon had had a tragedy in his family at that time, and we never have connected. But John Red Hat went to their gathering, I guess it was back in 2000 or 2001, and he said they were kind of disappointed that there weren't more people in attendance. And so it really indicated to John that there had been people were losing interest in the and the prophecies, and he had been he had started attending the old White Roots of Peace Council meetings long time ago, and he was raised in the Cherokee religion and born back in the 30s, and so he could see a big difference. But anyway, I've talked enough. Go ahead and continue on, if you would, please.
Okay, well, you know, I was talking about the solar flares coming from the sun, and we're electrical magnetic energy, and the vibration of the planets is 13 tones, and so anyone who's in low vibration, the Earth is going to go into a certain tone and a vibration between 11 and 13 now, and to the different dimensions it's talked about. There's those different levels of tone from... right now we're in, say, 11 or so, and we're going towards 13. And with our thoughts, the messages are anyone who has anger and hatred in their body, their organs will turn to decay, which means diabetes, cancers, tumors, like cysts of the ovaries, cysts of the breast, brain tumors, heart attacks, because the brain snaps and something happens there, and then we have a heart attack. And so the electrical energy coming in is, if we're in low thought forms, that means if we're in anger, hatred, jealousy, lying, conniving, warring, fighting each other, that's low vibration. When the sun comes in, it enhances those thoughts to race 5 and 10 times stronger. That means the organs will decay 10 times stronger. The mind will react 10 times stronger to negativity. That means they'll war faster. So that means anyone who goes to war, their organs will disintegrate. And anyone who goes carrying weapons into certain areas or using chemical warfare or radiation or atomic weapons that has that stuff in it that decays the body, the radiation, will come back and be polluted. And these are the prophecies that anyone who does this, they will fall to the earth and they will be no more. They will leave the planet. So these are the prophecies. Anyone who will do this now will be taken out by Mother Earth and by the Grandfather Creator, by her Father. With the energy from the central sun is the sun itself that gives us the life to live on the earth, Mother Earth. Without Mother Earth, we couldn't survive. We couldn't survive without the sun. So these things work for us. And this is what we understand as indigenous nations around the world, as Native Americans and other cultures. So through the coming together of the five fingers of the hand, of the prophecies that says that South America and North America, the Condor people and the Eagle people, will come together and talk about these prophecies and talk about the universal consciousness of how things work, our thoughts. We will come to the earth and we're told to stay in harmony and peace and enjoy a beautiful earth, to enjoy heaven here. Heaven is not up there. People project themselves that heaven is way out there. Well, it's not there. Heaven is here. When we go leave our body, our spark goes back to the central sun and then goes back to the star systems where we're waiting to come back to the earth again. But this is heaven here. We came here to enjoy flesh and blood, to enjoy the trees, the water, the rocks, each other in a heavenly place. So we got to come here in flesh and bone. And now we're destroying this beautiful place because of our thoughts. And we're told never to make something up that was not to be, because we could make things real that weren't real. In other words, anger and hatred was not real. It was an illusion to have an angry thought, because anger and these things and rationalizing would cause us to make things real that would cause us destruction and terror and turmoil in our lives if we did these things. And that's exactly what happened. So we're told to control our thoughts, because we could make anything we wanted to make, because our mind was so powerful, because it was full of electrical magnetic energy that the universe is made out of. The substance of God, the Creator, creation itself is that energy. Is God is everywhere. Creator is everywhere. It's in the trees. It's in the rocks. It's in the animals. It's in the plants. It's in the water. It's in the wind. It's in the oxygen. It's in everything. It's that electrical magnetic energy that we are made of. And that electrical magnetic energy is in our minds, so we could project our thoughts around the world and heal someone. And this is what a lot of healers do today, is because of thoughts that go and clear and clean someone of negativity or illness or sickness. So through the things that came. Now the darkness came upon us, and we fell into bad thought forms because of what happened in history through the teachings of these things that came and took us out of the truth. And now we're stuck into the philosophies of today that takes us from understanding how powerful we are as humans. And that's what we were told, not to make things up that aren't real. So today we're pointing fingers at each other on reservations, and we haven't relieved ourselves of anger and hatred. So it's the same thing that's going on in Red Lake, Minnesota right now. I went to Minnesota a few weeks ago. I came back on the 19th, and the reservation was closed down and only open to people who were enrolled or people working there. So what happened was this young man, because of all that's happened, because of thought forms, we're imaged by everything that we see and do, so that vibrates in our body. So a person who goes to war comes back with a post-traumatic syndrome, like Vietnam, and they've seen people die or they killed people. So that vibration, they saw that imaged in their mind, and it plays over and over and over. So within our indigenous nations, before anyone would go to war in the past, we had a ceremony and allowed death to come and to walk with them, to go over there to protect whatever we were doing in the time periods of this war, protecting ourselves. But now the people are going to war and coming back and not having these ceremonies. When they come back, they have this vibration in their cells. So what we would do was vibrate with drum and sound vibration, and to take that dark entity, that spirit, out of them, so that wouldn't replay over and over in their minds and their cells, and then it would be relieved and they wouldn't have that. So when these warriors went to war, they had a ceremony that cleansed them, because when they came home, they couldn't touch their wives or children or any of their relations, because they would infect them with that vibration and sound in them, and the darkness would enter into the people, and they would become angry, hateful, warrioristic, and then it would spread like a virus to the tribe. And that's what's happening now, is that this virus, each and every being now that goes to war and they come in touch with, is that. And also, with these people are coming back from Vietnam with Agent Storm, and now over in the war zone now, is they're infecting their women. When they're having sexuality, their children are being born with defects and deformities and so on and so forth. And then those people coming back are dying from cancers. Well, why is it? Because the prophecy that said anyone who go to war will be destroyed and will not be allowed to be on the earth. So anyone who do these things will hurt themselves and their families, and it would bring an awareness and a perspective that we needed to stay in peace. And the Bible says, the meek shall inherit the earth. And so it's written in many texts that we were to stay in peace, and towards a time of repurification would come. And I hope you say, at this time, we are the people we've been waiting for, to protect all of us, to save ourselves by understanding Mother Earth and the Creator, who has given us great messages and dreams and visions. So many of us of the white cultures are getting dreams from the indigenous peoples of the past, and some of the Native Americans are upset, because how can they be getting visions and dreams from these Native American peoples, and they're not? Well, the Native Americans are angry and hateful and pissed off, so therefore they lock themselves down and they're not going to get any visions, while the white man in the past destroyed the earth in certain areas, and now the other white men that are here or trying to help them and ask them to forgive them, and they're getting the dreams and the visions from the indigenous nations' spirits, and so on and so forth. And all the cultures are getting dreams and visions. Why is this happening? So that we would respect one another and know that we're in love with one another and have respect for one another, and we would come into peace. But the indigenous nations cannot forgive. A lot of them cannot forgive what has happened, and they won't let it go because they're still pointing fingers at the Europeans.
Well, they ought to be pointing fingers at themselves. See, they've such a disservice was done, and I'll point a finger at some people in AIM, because we have a generation now for the last 40 years that's grown up. They've been taught that we had some kind of a Garden of Eden here before the white man came, and that's simply not true. Before we started warring with each other, we had a Garden of Eden. But, we started warring against each other. And, as they say in the vernacular, all the bets were off. We had divine protection. We had the the very same teachings, you know, were given to white Europeans, and they lived the same kind of lifestyle for at least 50 years after Jesus died. And there are accounts that about 260 years here in the Americas after Jesus visited over here, that they lived all things common, that there never was a happier people on the face of the earth until, none of them, they all considered themselves equals. They didn't consider any property to be private, and they shared everything equally. But when a few people started thinking they were better, then things fell apart over another couple generations. And Edgar Cayce said that this kind of communism that Jesus taught, which is not the kind of communism they have in Russia, but he says that this is what we need to live. The Urantia book says this is what we need to do. This is the utopian system that we were intended to live with, this thing called all things common. And, when the white people got here, you know, they wondered, they knew there were Indians around, but they wondered where they disappeared. Well, they were being divinely hidden. There's all kinds of stories and all kinds of cultures about how they could be hidden in plain sight. And it was because they were living certain laws that were higher than the laws of the people that were coming to invade, and they qualified for divine protection. And, you know, people come to my website, and I'm sure they think I'm crazy, but all I got to do is read their own Bible. But anyway, go ahead. I've preached enough.
Well, you know, in the past, there are so many different entities that they said that this man walked the Americas. And this man did walk the Americas, but he came in different forms and different, looked different. But he wasn't looked the same as Jesus, they say, but this man came who was a peacemaker. And so through the Iroquois Confederacy, he talked about what happened there with them. And so this man called Hiawatha had these teachings. And through all of the things that was in the Iroquois Confederacy, that there was many stories of these many different individuals who were named in there, that they followed a vision and a dream and spirituality to bring the people who were warring into peace underneath the tree of peace, so that the eagle could fly above the tree of peace. Now the trees that we have today are the Sundances, and it's a cottonwood tree for us over here, but many trees of peace. So these trees hold electrical magnetic energy on the earth. They came here to help us. So a tree holds 300 to 1,000 gallons of water, and water holds electrical energy. And when the roots are in the earth, and the electrical energy is in the earth, and it's great there, that tree holds electrical energy, and it's holding the vibration of electrical energy and energizing us. So the tree keeps us in peace because it's full of water and vibrates love and caring relationships, and it gives us everything we could ever need. It gives us shade, gives us wood, and many other types of things for us to use to keep us balanced. And the tree, if all the trees left the planet, we wouldn't have oxygen. So the trees are very important. They are the tree of life, the tree of peace. And many people forgot the importance. And so the trees are being destroyed everywhere. So at this tree of peace we use in our sun dances, like in where I'm at in Wyoming and around Wyoming, in South Dakota, North Dakota, Nevada, Colorado, Utah, Idaho, our Shoshone Nations, we have a sun dance, and at our tree of peace, we dance and understand the tree as that. And the messages would come from the tree of peace, and then around the tree of peace, there are certain Y poles that represent the teachers, 13 teachers, for instance, for my beliefs. And those teachers were the 13, and Jesus Christ was one of them, and so was the Buddha, and so was others in South America, Quetzalcoatl.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were 13 teachers that spread messages around the world that was sent in and manifested by the Creator, God, through Mother Earth, to give us great teachings and wisdoms. But most of this got convoluted and was taken out. But within us, in our knowledges, we call these the Thunderbirds. And those 13 Thunderbirds are 13 colors. And those 13 colors are those 13 entities that came with wisdom of knowledge. And each one taught about One taught about love, one taught about artistry, another one talked about peace, harmony, and law. And each one of those had a wisdom, and it was taught. But now those 13 teachers have been separated and are not into oneness again, and so everyone believes in Jesus Christ was the only one when he wasn't. This is our belief as Shoshones.
He never said who he was when he came, and there are records of even among the whites of people other than Jesus that came. You know, I wouldn't dream to to say that he was the only person that was over here. I mean, Jesus himself sent, you know, the 12 that he was teaching out, and he said, don't go to these. They rejected us. He says, go to the ones that are lost all over the world. You know, he was the one that he sent them out to. So
there was. So we had the same thing, similar, but it was by another teacher who was bringing the same messages. And so it came to the Iroquois Confederacy, and then it was spread. Many of the tribes went to that. Then we have the ghost dance phenomenon that took place with Wavuka. Well, Wavuka's father, before them, was doing these dances way before Wavuka brought it out, but they were doing it long before. It wasn't only started then. It was way before. And then it turned into turmoil because it turned into war and turned into many forms of things.
Yeah,
I don't want to go into in depth in that, or I'll be persecuted by saying that this dance turned into be a war dance when it was to be a peace dance, and then things happened towards the end and massacres took place and so on and so forth, because of war and not staying in peace. And if we did go towards war, we would be destroyed constantly.
Believe it or not, we got to take another break, but we'll be right back, folks.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
There is a growing movement of people who are deciding to make their lives better. At LifeVantage, we're in the business of change, of improving quality of life globally and restoring the ability to make dreams a reality. Your quest for personal fulfillment begins here. Our flagship product, Protandem, the Nrf2 Synergizer, is the key to fighting oxidative stress. This daily supplement, comprised of natural ingredients, activates the body's antioxidant enzymes to eliminate free radicals, which cause oxidative stress. Protandem has been tested in the laboratories of renowned universities such as The Ohio State University, LSU, and the University of Colorado, Denver. These studies found on PubMed.gov, the U.S. government's online scientific library, clinically show that Protandem reduces oxidative stress.
When I saw that Protandem reduces oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days, I was all in for the rest of my life.
Everyone begs us for science as an industry. Where's your proof? Well, we have that also.
LifeVantage is devoted to advancing Nrf2 science and leading the fight against oxidative stress.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
Hi, friends. This is Will Blue Otter. I have a message here from 1975 from John Wayne. It comes right out of today's headlines. So you Indian folks who are following the progressive trend in politics, you're following the people that supported slavery. You're following the people that have enslaved you ever since the Civil War. Listen to John Wayne.
You know, it's a funny thing, the Indians now, this AIM group have started something that now they're against me for some reason, but I am the only man in pictures that always gave them their human dignity. I never was in a picture. I never allowed myself at any time to do anything that would take their human dignity away from them, and that to me is the most important thing in a man. I have found that a certain type that calls himself a liberal, and I always thought I was a liberal. I came up terribly surprised one time when I found that I was a right-wing conservative extremist. When I have listened to everybody's point of view that I ever met, and then decide how I should feel. I mean, but this so-called new liberal group, Jesus, they never They never listen to your point of view, and they make a decision as to what you think. And they're articulate enough and in control of enough of the press to force that image out for the average person. For some reason, maybe it's these pictures, they have not been able to do that with me. In spite of what they say, people have not taken sides that I'm it hasn't affected my career in popularity, let's say. In spite of the fact that they've tried to make it do it. There isn't a hell of a lot that we can do to change human behavior. We keep making laws to try and change human behavior. You can't do it. I think you can accept it and feel how you would feel in that position. You're being conned into Keynesianism and socialism now. But it isn't going to stop the selfishness of human behavior. It isn't going to stop the greed. If you take $20 and give a dollar to every son of a bitch in a room and come back a year later, one of the bastards will have most of the money. I mean, it's just human nature, and you're not gonna whip it with a lot of laws. I think when you make people conscious, as communication gets better, and you make people conscious of somebody in trouble, starving or something like that, the average person will help. But of course now they've got so damn many charities and there's so much professionalism, you know, there's if you have a charity, you hire some professionals to work up the charity. By the time you get the money, you get $4 for the recipient and $400 for the administrators. So, I mean, Christ, I think there are people who try to affect a thinking where they know more than some other son of a bitch and try to put a false impression on what human nature is. Christ's sakes, we have proven that we go back to hope at the first opportunity. Just throw out a little fish and bam, they're out there ready to grab it. So we are optimistic. We have to be optimistic. Christ, what else would there be in life if you lose optimism?
Okay, folks, we're back here. We were talking about this. There's a lot of things that are really kind of considered sacred in a native world, and it's tough to point out that sometimes that we've forgotten so much of our original ways. And I like to point out that the Cherokees have always taught that any negative thought was witchcraft. I mean, it was that I used to work at Boys Town, Benny. I used to be a house parent, and they taught us to keep a very, very low level of tolerance for bad behavior among the boys. And Native people used to have a very low tolerance for negative thoughts, and my people used to consider any negative thought as witchcraft. And witchcraft just is totally rebellion against Creator. So now we have so much resentment among some people that they've just totally forgot what it was all about, so they have to be retaught. And so go ahead and continue. Forgive me for interrupting.
Well, that was a good point that you brought out. And through the ghost dance, it turned into a war dance towards the end within certain tribes, and was
okay. Yeah, we had a brief problem there. Yeah, so go ahead and continue if you would, Benny.
And so we get back to thought forms, and so the Great Spirit is saying, spoken truth is the only messages and wisdom that we would walk with, is speaking the truth in harmony and not word against word. Because the words against word of two individuals, those two words would be negativity, and it would be like manifesting darkness towards each other, and it would cause war and separation of the family. So this is what has taken place on the indigenous lands here in the reservations and across the landscape of all of America, is those words are now spoken everywhere, and people have separated. Brothers don't like brothers, sisters hate sisters, aunties, uncles, grandfathers, etc. have separated themselves because of not understanding that the spoken truth was to speak in harmony and vibration and great sound and wisdom, and never go into a negative sentence or word to be spoken. Within indigenous languages, those words are all of harmony, and English is a language that brings about the harshness, and so we were taught English, and so through that, there's words in there, if, and, yes, or, but, or consequences, and those are words that, that are never in the indigenous languages or languages around the world, for that matter, in every culture. So because of thought forms now, we can use English and really put things in perspective, and you got to read the fine print, because you can be fooled into anything,
yeah.
And speaking the truth, and that's kind of where we fail, is because of that. And then these things are made up, oh, I could be a lawyer, I could make lots of money, and then somebody said, oh, I could be a scientist, I can invent this, and we're told never to do those things and go against nature's natural laws called universal law. So universal law says you can make things out of nothing, and you're not to make something up, because that is going against universal law, how things work, and if you do, it'll be on the negative side and not be in the positive side. So the negative thought forms will cause harm and hurt to all the people. So that's why we were told to stay in great thought forms, speak the truth, stay in harmony and sound and vibration, and that would give us love, and we could enjoy our gardens of Edens, the beautiful places in the beautiful places on the landscape of the earth. And that was all we were sent here to do, was to enjoy love and caring relationships, living in a beautiful manner upon Mother Earth, within the deserts, the valleys, the meadows, the seashores, everywhere. And the people got along with each other. When they came into other areas, other people lived, they always raised their hand. And why? Because that was the hand that they were the creators, and they came in, and that was a sign of peace, not a sign of how this, how that. It was a sign of a signature of they understood that they were gods and goddesses, and they could create anything they could with their hands, because their hands made either peace or war. And it was only for peace, and that's why the handprints are written in the rocks and the petroglyphs, and the hand is the hand of God. We are in the resemblance of God, the Creator, gods and goddesses, both. And so now we fail from those kinds of wisdoms and teachings. A lot of us, some are still hanging on to them within the indigenous nations and bringing great messages forward. I'm only just one of them, and bringing my visions and truth together and speaking about what I believe. And this is my perspective of as being an Eastern Shoshone, but these perspectives came from a foundation from my people here on the Wind River Indian Reservation, and my mother is from the Fort Duchesne, Utah, is the Uinta-Anaware Reservation, and then also from Fort Hall, Idaho, which is a Shoshone Banning. So I'm a mixture of those three groups of people, and then all the way down into California. And so the Shoshone Nation was a huge nation which speaks the same language that the Hopis speak. So the Hopis have 28 groups of tribes in them which speak the same language. So we came from out of the Mayan country and came forth with these wisdoms to talk about Mother Earth and to understand one another. And all of the tribal nations came from a certain place and time and history, and they all know these things. So now we're all sitting together wondering when we're going to come into peace and quit pointing fingers at each other and practicing the ceremonies of war. And so there are still ceremonies being practiced today of war. For instance, in certain areas in Utah, they scalp the top of the tree, they have veteran dances and send people to war. And now the messages are saying we are not to go to war and not do those things anymore. And so the messages have went out saying that this is not to take place. Anyone who will do that will be destroyed in those ceremonies. That means anger, hatred, and pain and suffering will come upon them because they're practicing war. And then it goes into other cultures who are still practicing this war for pain and suffering. Is it about pain and suffering, or is it about peace and harmony? Is it about spilling blood to the earth, or is it about spilling good words and harmony and peace to the earth and dancing in a powerful, peaceful way in our ceremonies and bringing great wisdom and clarity to one another for peace. Until these things can be understood, then some will have to be used as examples. And so when the vibration is coming from the solar flares now, those who have anger and hatred, their organs are going to disintegrate. And right now, there's going to be a lot of suicides. People who are already suicidal, when the solar flares come in, they haven't learned to forgive themselves in their minds and their thoughts because someone persecuted them when they were little and they are hurt and in pain because of the emotional stress that they incurred to them. And so if they can't heal from that, forgive the perpetrators or ask those others to forgive them and come into peace within their hearts and their mind and their spirit, they will be hit by that solar energy, electrical energy, and they will short circuit. So that means road rage, anger, heart attacks, viruses and sicknesses of cancer and other forms of illnesses will come upon them, and they will be taken from the planet because now it's repurification day and time is here. We don't have just this time saying we have next week or next year or I'll start doing this next year. The messages are that we would have to do this immediately because we are done past the 12th hour and we only have what's left for today. So now through these many informational systems that we're talking about is that our Creator within the sun is vibrating powerful energy towards us. And so through these powerful things that's happening on the earth now, all across the United States now, in the medical clinics where people are showing up in the emergency rooms and they're arriving in great numbers and they can't hardly take care of people. And even on the reservations, the clinics are so full, it's taken 4 and 5 hours to be able to get in to see the doctors. And when this energy snaps and all the rest of the people out there are going to flock into the emergency rooms and others, and this because of the solar flares and man's negativity of being in the war mode of bad thought forms and not speaking what we were given to speak the truth and stay in harmony and peace is what we were to give that was given to us. In other words, we're not doing it. Those who won't do that will be those ones flocking over there to get more medications and this and that, and there will be a mass confusion. And you can imagine what's going to take place. All the people are going to go crazy.
Yeah,
this is the prophecies, and it's already taking place now across the country, and it's already in the news, it's all around the world, and so we are in that time period now that if we do not begin to understand our thought forms and alleviate each other from our persecutions with our thoughts, and every form and every way of the emotions that has went out of balance, as those ones will leave the planet. And that's basically the bottom line and the messages that I have to carry forward, and still working with the medicine wheel ceremonies so that I was given to help talk about thought forms because of right now there's a powerful messenger out, and his name is Dr. Moto, that shows that our thoughts go on the water and destroys the water if we're angry. So if we're up and down a river and we're fighting or drinking along the river or someone gets murdered or raped, or that image is the trees, the water, anyone who will go there will get that image in their minds. They could turn into killers, rapists, and other things because now that message goes into them like post-traumatic stress of the war. And when they come back right now, those people who are in post-traumatic stress from Desert Storm have been killing their mates and have been killing people because of the thought forms that's still vibrating in their bodies, and that's about war and negativity, so it's continuing to kill the people, their families, their relations. And not only that, with their thoughts and physical forms that's hurting the people and murder and rapes and different things taking place. It's also now in the genes, and their genes and their cells are polluted with chemicals and radiation, and now it's being, the kids are coming out deformed mentally, physically, in every way you can see, and it's already in the statistics, and those people have the cancers also, and so on and so forth. And the message were given to us to stay into peace and not do those things, and if we didn't, what would happen was exactly what's taking place now today. And for us to regroup and see these things and come back into wisdom and caring thoughts. And it would be up to the indigenous nations to come together in peace, to do the sacred sound with their vibration of using their sacred pipes, their sacred songs, their sacred words, their sacred prayers, to go to the rivers where it has been turned negative, and to the lands of the civil wars where the people are still vibrating there and people still see the ghosts still fighting in those areas. And we would have to go there and cleanse and clear the land. We'd have to go to the places where negativity took place, of anger and hatred and war and we'd have to rebalance and re-cleanse and re-clear things. But the people could not do this until they came into peace and wisdom within their hearts and minds and spirits to reteach the white people, the black people, and the yellow people, and even their own red nations, the indigenous nations. They would have to regroup and remind them so that they could begin to remember to be in peace, and we'd all pull together from South America to Central America to North America. And once they began to understand this and came into peace, then the whole world would come into peace. And the prophecies say, until the Native Americans or the indigenous nations in the Americas come into peace, there will be no peace for the world. And that's where we're at today. Until these Native American groups, tribes, and indigenous wake up to understand that we're brothers and sisters, there will be no peace on the earth. And right now we have to fight the government and fight the county governments and the state governments over sacred sites. And the messages are, we don't have to fight them. All we can do is educate them and go to our sacred sites and pray there and do what we're supposed to do and heal the earth and do this and do that. Because those who are going to be in anger and hatred and promoting war, the sun's going to hit them and take them out. And so that's all we got to do is have patience, do what we're supposed to do, stay in peace, because the Creator and Mother Earth is going to clean up those who don't want to stay in peace. So we only have two choices, either stay in peace or not. Those who want to stay in peace, is what they say in the Bible, the meek shall inherit the earth. And those are the many messages. And now we have the animals who are being persecuted, the water is being persecuted, and it's all being imaged, just like Dr. Emoto's messages from water. Those who don't understand Dr. Emoto's messages from water, he has websites on the internet for them to try to understand how thoughts work. It's all about thought forms. All forms of energy came to the earth. The trees are forms of energy. The rocks, the grass, the insects, the humans, every living entity that crawls, the insects, is made of electrical magnetic energy and has spirit. Everything has spirit. Is electrical magnetic energy is a spirit. Within us is that spirit. Once it short circuits, our heart disconnects and doesn't beat. And so in the land, the heartbeat leaves the same way it leaves the man or the woman has to have the electrical shock to put the heartbeat back into place. And so this is what we did with the 19 plus 1, the magnificent 19 plus 1 equals 20 medicine hole ceremony in the Grand Tetons that helped the volcano go to sleep and reconnected the electrical magnetic energy in there. And then the snow and the rain came back in from May of 2004 until now. And if you look at those mountains, they got more snow and more rain than ever, and that wheel is still spinning. And then it has pulled it in, and it's spreading across the country. And it's still working. And these were the messages. Now, in those 19 pie-shaped triangles of that medicine wheel, the tribal nations, white nations, black nations, and yellow nations were to come together and go back into those triangles where those sacred sites are and repair them and cleanse and clear all of the negativity in the trees and the rocks and all that. And that was the message. And to do that, and not to war with one another, but to set as brothers and sisters for peace, because Mother Earth has called her children together now, and those who don't understand this will be taken from the earth, and it's called repurification time. The suicides are up, the murders, the rapes, the killings, and the illnesses, and this is repurification time. And so since that time, we did another one down in Big Bear, California, Big Bear Lake, another medicine wheel ceremony. And and I was invited to do the talk because of the Grand Teton medicine wheel ceremony, Magnificent 19 plus 1, and there were 30 indigenous nations called from around the world to the Journey of the Heart organization there. And when we came, we were to talk about earth healing ceremonies. While I was there, I was approached by some community members who were of the European cultures and asked if if I could help them bring rain and snow and water back to the area. And I mentioned to them that if they would follow through my instructions of what I was given, how the earth works, and repair the sacred sites, we could bring the water back and the trees would gather the water again, because the trees were breaking off right in the middle because the winds, they were so dry. And the animals and the bears and the mountain lions were coming out of the mountains now, and the mountain lions were stealing the children and the women off the trails and for food. And now the bears were coming down out of the mountains, and they were getting the food in the trash cans and even coming into the houses. And the prophecies say that the animals would come down and start eating the humans. And so that's part of the prophecy, too, the animals coming. And the humans forgot to understand how to cook, grow their own foods and plant medicines and those things. And now we have to depend on where we're at now, because we don't understand plants. And when we disconnect the areas, the droughts come, all the plants die and the trees die, then what are we going to depend on to get our medicines? We're going to have to pay. Some of us can't pay. But anyway, so what they wanted was the fires in California had been burning and burning, and I've been studying that. So when I went there and studied where the fires went through, I seen the field sites carved with roads, highways. Where the roads weren't is where the fires stopped, where the roads weren't developed in those mountains. And so they disconnected electrical magnetic energy, destroyed the sacred sites, and did it to themselves because they didn't understand what they were doing. And they still don't understand what they're doing, and it's not their fault. It's no one's fault. It's that the only thing is that they forgot was because of what's happened in history. It's no one's fault. But once they begin to remember, then they know, and no one points fingers at each other because it isn't anyone's fault. The fault lies amongst us forgetting, all of us, but it does no good to point fingers and give fault to anyone. All we need to do is remember and get over it and come back into peace, and those are the messages. So when they followed my instructions in Big Bear now in November, I told them if they could get some funding for me to come back and help me survive there for a month, go to the sacred sites and gas money and food and places to stay in that, then we could repair those sacred sites. And so we had 8 sacred sites around this medicine well with one in the center. And so in October I came there and started the first ceremony and we went into Big Bear and reconnected the energy lines from the Grand Tetons to the other peaks to Mount Baldy, from Mount Whitney to Mount Baldy, and the energy lines and reconnected the energies there. And I predicted to them again that the snow and the rains would come back in and hydrate the trees if we would repair these places.
We got to take a little short break here, and we'll be right back, folks.
We'll see you.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
Everybody, Marie's going to stay. You keep it here because up next, she's going to set the record straight about a long-standing rumor. Don't miss
Uh-oh.
It. We're back with the very blonde Marie Osmond.
Hello.
And during the commercial, we were talking, and Marie was letting me know, I did not realize that she is one of the co-founders of the Children's Miracle Network, which it's been about 30 years since it's been in existence, and raised billions of dollars for all the proceeds.
Well, this year we'll reach $5 billion for children. And the best part, it's really fun, is that 100% of it has gone to the children.
Good
so,
for you.
Yeah, it's really cool, very unique, nothing like it. It's the number one charity out there for kids of its kind.
And she was saying that she doesn't name her, lend her name to a lot of things, but tell us about your project with the Wise Food Company.
I'm so excited, you guys. You know, I get asked to endorse a lot of things, and my dad always said, two things you protect, your beliefs, your values, and your good name.
Mm-hmm.
So don't lend it out to everything. You know, make sure that you're doing things that you really, really believe in. That is a crazy ring. Shut up.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks,
anyway,
Marie.
Sorry, I'm blonde. No. So anyway, I come from this family where we used food storage. I know that sounds crazy, but with everything that's been going on, look at Sandy, just here alone.
Yes.
What was it, like $78 billion of damage?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the fires that are going on and the tornadoes and all of that. To not be prepared, we have car insurance, we have health insurance. Why do we not have food? I have done this my whole life. This company has only been in existence now for 4 years, but of all the companies, this is the best.
What
the
is
meals,
it? What do they do?
It's called Wise. Mm-hmm. The meals are about $1 a serving. It's the best food you've ever tasted. It's not your grandma's food. It's not beans and rice and gross stuff.
How do you make it?
Literally, it stores for 25 years. Put it under your bed, and you open up a package, put water, and you eat it. Put it in your car, you know, if you get
yeah.
if on a tornado or whatever.
Yeah, when you're hard-pressed and you want something to eat.
I put 2 meals in the bottom of my children's backpacks that they take to school in case something happens, so I know they always have something to eat. I'm a mother. I'm a child advocate. And I could, seriously, guys, I could lend my name to a bazillion things. But I believe in this, and I know that this company is the best, I swear to you.
Well, so are you.
No, I did.
Yes, I've enjoyed our conversation.
You're the best.
I have really enjoyed meeting you, Marie.
Well, you're so darling.
Osmond.
Yeah.
Marie
Just
Osmond,
call me
everybody.
Marie.
Friends, this is Will Bluewater. If you'd like to find out more about Wise Foods, visit wisefoods.org.
Okay, folks, we're back. Yeah, I was telling Benny while we were off the air there for a second. Well, I guess I forgot. Tell him that back in 98, Creator woke me up and one morning in March and told me that to write this down, But the voice said that 2005 was going to be known as the year of the great havoc because the weather was going to become so bad. And it may possibly interfere with computers all over the world. Well, when I was watching this, these programs about Yellowstone, I suddenly realized that if that volcano did go off, that it would fulfill a lot of prophecies, Native prophecies and white prophecies and Mormon prophecies, you know, concerning migrations and Native prophecy, you know, concerning the sky turning red. It was the only single event that would fulfill a lot of obscure prophecies. And I certainly hope that we've headed this off. I know the weather really has been crazy in the Intermountain area. I got a phone call from a talk show host in southern Idaho because he'd been on my website and seen the prediction about 2005. And, you and I both know that the weather's been crazy. They had the worst winter in 100 years in Europe, and it's going to be crazy. The tornado season's probably going to get really weird this year. They were saying that the Gulf Stream shut down. The Gulf Stream is what keeps Great Britain warm and habitable. And excuse me. So go ahead and continue. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I had mentioned earlier about these vibration and sound, and I mentioned the Caspian Sea and the Caspian Sea. Around the Caspian Sea, I was mentioning the development. There's oil wells in the water. There's mining. And around the Caspian Sea is Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, those countries. So the war of vibration of the bombs dropping there sends the vibration straight through and hit Yellowstone and sealed the cracks also. So what's affecting one side of the earth happens on the other side. So if I cut one of my hands off, it affects the other hand. It has to work twice as hard. So when one happens, something happens on the other side of the earth that affects the other side, the exact coordinates of the opposite, and it has to work extra hard or something will happen there. And so when vibration takes place, the earth has to shift and shake in order to put itself into balance. So we wonder why there's so many earthquakes going on in Iran and Iraq and in that country. And now we know that the bombing is causing the earthquakes. That's what we know as indigenous peoples, some of us, and giving the information out that because of vibration and sound is causing the problems on the earth and taking it out of balance. And the rest of the planets are vibrating in harmony. So it's like a Barbatech quartet. If there's 13 of them singing 13 tones and one of them gets out of harmony, then they get flung out and they won't be able to sing with them. Every time they go in, they try to sing, that vibration isn't allowed there, so it'll knock them out. And eventually that person will quit singing or it'll disappear. So that sound is taking place. Of those 13 planets, there's one that's not vibrating in harmony, and it's Earth because of the sound that's taking place on the planet with vehicles, roads, highways, bombing, ships, railroads, you name it. And so it's trying to come into balance, and so we're doing the best we can. But now the Earth is really going to be under some impressions by the electromagnetic energy and by the vibration coming toward the Earth from the rest of the planets. And it's being bombarded towards us, and this energy is being directed towards the Earth for it to come back into balance. And anything that doesn't come into balance has to leave the Earth. And this is what's taking place and the things I talked about. So now I was talking about the Big Bear Medicine Hole ceremony. So when the people invited me to do the same thing, what I had talked about during May 8th of 2004, now they asked me to come in September to do the talk there, and these people came from Big Bear and asked me if I could help with the trees. And at that area we were at in Alpine Valley had a medicine wheel over there, an ancient one, and the spirits had left a message saying it was over 2,000 years old. So we went up there and did some prayers, repaired that area, and then it rained for 3 days.
Oh my gosh.
And the scientists and the meteorologists were wondering, there was nothing forecasted for rain, but it rained. Well, why did it rain? Because we understand Mother Earth, we understand knowledge and wisdom of nature, and that's all. It's just like a professor in college. We understand these things, and we're trying to give the wisdom now. There'll be no secrets held back. Anyone who says they have secrets of the Earth and doesn't want to give it out does not love Mother Earth, because they're in jealousy and pettiness and are scared. And at this time, the prophecy said we'll bring
bring out all information on how the earth works of all the indigenous nations. And all of us were once indigenous to all of the lands, but now we're everywhere and mixed up as a groups of people. But we still have information and we work together with all of our dreams and visions.
Do you know the Bible says the same thing? In the time of the end, that this would be the restitution of all things as spoken of by all the mouths of all the holy prophets, and that everything that was kept secret from the foundation of the world would be revealed. So there, you're not, if Christians aren't listening, it's because they're very frankly ignorant.
Well, they're in fear and scared that something they're following has been a false doctrine and they don't want to accept that. But they will see this in the future, that more information is going to come out, and when they see that, they're going to go, oh my God, I mean, I've been following all this and I've been fooled for all these years.
Yep.
Then something like this is going to be so powerful that when this information comes, it's not for them to go into to start feeling sad. It's to come up with awareness now and just move on over and join with the truth of how the earth works, the universe, and those things, and begin to know the truth. And that's what they would have to follow through with. But they're not ready for it yet until the more information comes out of the sacred text that will be coming out of the earth soon. It's the dreams and the visions of these things will be found.
Whoa. Back up here. You said sacred text that will be coming out of the earth soon.
Yes.
Hmm.
More information of the texts that are missing from the Bible and other places around the world of these things that were put into hiding because of the darkness that came upon the earth, of the manipulation of war and fighting and those things that took the true peoples out of control of the earth that were working in harmony. They've hid those things because of the conquerors were trying to burn all the books and get rid of all that information. A lot of them was hidden in certain places, and at this time those things would be found, along with the people who were having dreams and visions similar to myself and others, would add to the information, and then the people would see the real truth. And this is what's going to be coming for soon. So we're not to get excited and feel in fear and anger, because the Creator loves us, and so does Mother, and she doesn't want to hurt us. But if we follow through with the directions that we're told to cure each other in our illnesses, and to cure the earth of her sicknesses, because we did these things, we can clean up the radiation dumps, we can clean up the pollution. If we can stop volcanoes with prayers and thoughts, what can we do to the rest of nature with setting in sacred thoughts and peace? Those are the messages. And when we did this in Big Bear, was another thing, and the water came back in. And so on that, a few days, in October 26th, I believe it was, 4 feet of snow came on the first ceremony when we started the Big Bear Medicine Well ceremony, and the ski resorts opened 1 month early.
Oh, they loved you.
and they didn't believe that this could happen because of the prayers. So we were setting up there doing a ceremony, and the spirals came on the lake, and the wind was whipping, and people was wondering what was going on. Because we began to do the prayers and calling the holy ones and the spirits to come help, and they did. And it snowed, and that was to show the people that this was real now. So we continued now to do the rest of the medicine well ceremony. So on November 15th was the final day after we repaired all those places in that circle, many weeks of traveling now. So we did the final one from 4 o'clock in the morning to 12 noon. And so there were many people sitting in a circle, some tribal nations, white people, black and yellow peoples, and all sitting in those areas. Not very many, because a lot of people didn't come forth either out of California that were indigenous, but they did come out, a lot of them, in certain areas and help. And so when that took place, it was done. So I mentioned that we needed to honor the ambassadors who sat on those 8 spokes and asked them to come together in Big Bear on November 20th of 2004. When they came that evening, I invited some of our brothers and sisters of the Aztec peoples, the Azteca dancers, and they came, and when they were getting ready to do the dancing, I asked them what their ceremony was about, and they said, this is just not a exhibition. This is about prayers and dance and giving offerings and prayers to Mother Earth. And I said, great, that's what I like to hear, that, because we're praying for water and rain and snow up here, and this is what we did. We repaired the areas, and this is why I called upon you, and talk about these things as you're doing your ceremony so people understand. So they did those things. And then, just before dark, it started to snow
and snow, and it snowed 4 and 5 feet deep that night again.
Jeez.
And the ski resorts are really happy. Now people are flocking all over to come into Big Bear. But then they began the tsunami came. I left in December 20th to study the area again to document what was taking place and all how this thing worked so I could do a documentary and try to get some things started. But I was told in my dreams and visions that there's some powerful people out there who have taken so much from the earth, who have millions and millions of dollars, would now turn around and give something back, and they would help support my work to do some of this stuff. But I haven't seen any of them come forward yet, and I'm waiting. But they will get in contact with me to come help me promote some of these wisdoms and knowledges with their financing and to do more traveling and talking to peoples around the United States and North America and South America to bring the wisdom together of the indigenous nations, because it's very hard for us to travel. So when I do talks, people give donations. And sometimes when I do talks, people say, well, we'll charge people so much money, and then what happens is the indigenous nations attack me and say that I'm not to do that. But these traditions and cultures that we have is causing dysfunction and causing a great harm to people like me. Before, we used to be given tobacco and certain other plants and medicines as doing our healing in the past, but today we can't. Our vehicles don't run on tobacco and food and this kind of stuff, and today we got to move forward. And so if we don't get some kind of financing and offerings or funding or doing some kind of work, then we get locked down, we can't go anywhere. So I was told that somewhere along the line someone would see the importance of this and help finance the work I'm doing and other individuals also down the road, but for me it would come somewhere from out of California, they said, but I haven't seen it, and so now I'm locked down because I can't travel, because my job now is only to do what I'm doing and help and bring wisdom. So if I have a regular job, I get locked in one area and I can't move to help carry the prophecies and the dreams and the visions.
Right.
And so because of these medicine hole ceremonies, it's not saying I, me, it was the we of all of the people, and I was only a messenger of a dream and a vision that helped allow the volcano to go to sleep in Yellowstone National Park, and also the Big Bear Medicine Well for the rain to come back into California. And, you know, so through these many things that's taken place is the people, love of Mother Earth, that took place because they came back together. And now gathering, there's many more people out there like myself who are having dreams and visions too, that they're to be doing certain things, and they can't get out of those things because they're locked down in their jobs and everyday lives, and they can't get out of it. Because they're kind of trapped in society where they can't get out because they're in fear of losing their house, their car, their vehicle because they don't have a job. And then in their jobs, they're into highway construction, development, mining. So they're supporting all that. And then they're told, well, if you leave this, you're going to lose your house. You lose your insurance. You'll take your car. We'll take your house. We'll do all these things to you. So they're kind of trapped into the system.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, there's so much information to talk about that I'm losing my voice today. And
yeah.
Wondering exactly what to say and speak about in a certain way, so I'm calling upon my ancestors to give me thoughts to help to bring some perspective to light to speak about this. And it's not to hurt anyone's feelings out there, and if I have hurt your feelings, I would ask them to forgive me, because this is what we were told to do, and not throw anger and hatred at me, but to look through these things in their hearts, in their minds, to have an open mind, to understand the perspectives of what truth is and what truth isn't. And it doesn't make any difference who's right, who's wrong. The only difference is that we'd understand what we needed to do because of what's going on, because of our thought forms, that we were turning into dark places with our thoughts and hurting one another, doing black magic to each other, not really realizing how powerful our thoughts were until someone came up with some information to show them exactly how we're hurting each other with our negativity, and that means our thoughts, which is black magic when we
yeah.
get angry and hateful. And throw things at each other.
If you want to rest your voice for a minute, let me run something by you.
Sure.
Let me run a passage from a book of scripture that was addressed to native people of this continent. And this book of scripture, I'm reading from the original version. There's a lot of copies purporting to be this book, millions of them, matter of fact, that have over 8,000 man-made changes in it. And the changes were so subtle, but very significant. And but anyway, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess somebody picked up the phone. And You were talking a minute ago about something that was going to happen that was with the flares of the sun and so forth. Okay. Let me read you this. I'm looking for a place to start in here. Now let's see. It says that during this time, that there every nation would be against at war against the Creator. They would be turned one against another, and they would fall into the pit that they had dug to ensnare the Creator's people. I'm paraphrasing now. It says that all that fought against Creator's people, who remembered the original laws, would be destroyed, and that there would be a great organization that would sell itself for money, which they had perverted the right ways of these people. This was a great and abominable church would stumble to the dust, and it would fall, and it would be a great fall. It says, for behold, saith the prophet, the times come speedily when the adversaries of the Creator's people would no more have power over the hearts of the children of men. For the day soon cometh that all the proud and they which do wickedly shall be as stubble. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen what happens when something gets burned, but it gets burned off in its stubble. And to continue, it says, the day cometh that they must be burned. For the time soon cometh that the fullness of the wrath of the Creator will be poured out among the children of men, for he will not suffer that the wicked shall destroy the righteous. Wherefore, he will preserve the righteous by his power, even if it so be that the fullness of the Creator's wrath would come, and the righteous would be preserved even unto the destruction of their enemies by fire. Wherefore, the righteous need not fear, for thus saith the prophet, they shall be saved, even if it so be as by fire. It says, behold, I say unto you that these things must surely come, yea, even blood and fire and vapor of smoke must come, and it must needs be upon the face of the earth, and it cometh unto men according to the flesh. And if it be that they will harden their hearts against Creator, that the righteous wouldn't perish, for the time would come that all those that fought against Creator's people would be cut off. And that the Creator would prepare a way for his people, and he would send a choice, a seer. Now, this is echoing one of the Six Nations prophets, that there would be a young man that would be sent out, and this would be about the time that the Indians would be released from the reservations. So this is a parallel prophecy with the prophecy that Madbury Anderson used to speak about. And anyway, it just goes on to say that this worldwide system would be destroyed by fire. Well, even if they exploded all the nuclear weapons in the world, you know, they really, you know, how many did they say? One good volcano is equal to probably all the nuclear weapons that are in the U.S. arsenal. So it is kind of interesting, and this record I'm reading from, and I can tell you what it was, let people guess what it was, but this was a record that was found here in the Americas, was found in a stone box. It was written on metal plates. Now, the Cherokee, we used to have metal plates. We had an ark, a wooden box that had, I believe, 24 plates, and they were guarded day and night by guards that had special bows with special bronze-tipped arrows. And the Lenape snuck in somewhere, I think, I understand it was shortly, right around the time of European contact. And they took those plates, and we understand that bundle was taken, is now somewhere up in Canada now. But, you really piqued my interest a minute, when you spoke about the records that we're going to be revealed later on. Well, let's take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
nonstop energy.
Well, I cannot even imagine. And just for example, last night, you did a show last night that was 90 minutes starting at 7:30.
That's right.
Then you went through that. Then you came here. You're here this morning.
That's right.
Doing all of this.
It's nonstop. I don't sleep anymore.
No. All right, so where do you get the energy? Seriously, I mean, look at you.
Well,
I mean, we've known each other a long time. Yeah. We've passed. You don't ever get older.
Well, thank you. It's quite funny because, you know, people are kind of shocked when they hear that I'm 54 years old, and they say, how do you keep your youth? I have found something, Dr. Phil, that I think is the closest thing to the fountain of youth.
Oh, you do have a secret.
I have a secret, and I've never really talked about it. Well, I've been doing this for the last 2 years. It's called Protandem, and it works. And I'm telling everybody about this.
You feel differently.
I do.
Because you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're hitting the times. You're getting where you're supposed to be.
I have to be on the spot all the time.
Now, I've got three sisters, and we get along great 1,500 miles apart. I cannot imagine.
It takes me 1,600 miles.
Yeah, but I can't imagine working with my sister every day. What do you do when you have disagreements? Because you have to have disagreements, right? Because
well,
you're both producers.
Yeah, we're both producers, and that's difficult because we're both type A. And you're going to butt heads. What's really interesting about the Donnie Marie duo is that it doesn't really matter how much we butt the heads when that curtain goes.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Okay, we're back. We're talking about black magic and anger and hate and, you know, that area, you know, around Big Bear, that I used to work for the Boy Scouts of America back in the early 80s, and that was my service area up there. And it's a beautiful area, but they have experienced, you know, a lot of problems over on Big Bear and Lake Arrowhead. So after you did these ceremonies, then all of a sudden they get this huge amount of moisture being dropped. I wonder if anybody put two and two together, and or whether they're still going to stand back and think that the two events weren't related. What is it about some people that they worship science so much that if you can't prove it to them scientifically, that they just don't get it? That's why Spirit told you to get out.
That's called college. That's called high school.
Yeah,
that's called theory, and it's called scientific proof. So everyone has that in their mind, and it's distilled, and they're programmed with that. So therefore, they want to be proven about phenomenon or spirituality. Now, phenomenon and spirituality can be proved through the electromagnetic energy, and what I have is the proof to show how it works. And this is why I'm calling upon someone out there who has financing to come and help gather this information in Grand Tetons and in the Big Bear, and about how the Earth works, and to bring this information forward so that this technology or this information and education be put in, implemented into the educational format of the colleges of the America, or the Americas, for instance, or the world. And this would take someone who understands this and would come in, and so we could get the experts who understand some of this and put them together and get a team and to show the proof of this, to bring it forth to the environmentalists who are saying, well, what's going on with the Earth? We got all this warming of the climates and all the things they talk about, what's going on. But they're all talking about what to do and this and that, but anything they do doesn't do any good. The only thing that has been doing any good is through how we as indigenous nations know how the Earth works and do that with their ceremonies, with their dreams, with their visions, and how the sound and vibration of the prayers works, because the earth listens, the wind listens, the trees listen, the rocks listen, and when they all listened, it got negative, and all that has to be cleaned up and cleared.
Yep.
So it goes back to all what I talked about and what I had been given through the messages of dreams and visions and studying rock art petroglyphs through my people, through my friends around me, and through all of the cultures is them. They're the ones who help me gather the information so that I could bring it forth. So if it wasn't for them, the message couldn't come forward. People say, you're always saying I. And I said, yes, it's the I, because I had to bring it forward for the we and this and that. It's not about me. It's about all of the individuals who are in sacred sound and vibration and harmony who are working together to bring the peace. And so I visited with many cultures around the country in the last 3 years to bring this awareness into the spiritual elders of Mother Earth. And Leon Secretaro, who's with the Navajo Nation, who is not enrolled in the Navajo Nation, he's a separate entity, and they're not federally recognized, is trying to help his people. And so he's kind of he's the head man, so he helps work with his earth wisdom. And so they still do their earth healing ceremonies and work with rock art and petroglyphs and so on and so forth around other nations. And so the Hopis still have hold on to this, but they won't open and let any information out. But with the Navajos now over there who aren't federally recognized but are Navajo, they want to help all cultures. So they opened it up and initiated white people, black people, yellow people, and other indigenous nations to be part of, initiated into their clan. And so they're, for me, they're part of the huge entity now of a group of people who are inviting cultures to learn and understand wisdom and knowledge of what they understand, or giving it to as many cultures who want to understand it.
So you're saying the Canyon Cedo Band is not federally recognized?
No.
That's interesting, because I guess things have changed, because the last time I spoke with John Redhead about this, I believe it was about 2001, he said that they weren't even letting anybody attend their gatherings unless they had BIA cards.
No, it's not true.
Hmm.
It's open to white people's been over there,
black
people
back
been
to
over
the,
to
like
together,
first.
And all of those people who are coming are not enrolled members. People who are into the spiritual elders of Mother Earth have to be enrolled into a tribal nation somehow, or involved with spirituality in that group, but not in the Canyon Cito bunch of that.
Mm-hmm.
But within that organization, they want indigenous nations representatives to come out of those nations who are recognized as spiritual leaders, or recognized as leaders in the community that run ceremonies, so that they could bring a perspective and a knowledge and a wisdom to help send them out into their reservations to speak about prophecies. Where, like on our Indian reservation, and the Wind River Reservation, we don't have any of this information coming forth for them to even understand prophecies and visions. So on the Wind River Reservation of the Arapahos and Shoshones, they very seldom hear anything like this, and they don't even know that this energy of the sun and the prophecies, they've never heard of it before. So if they haven't heard of it here, they haven't heard of it in Fort Hall, Idaho with the Shoshone Bannock, and they sure haven't heard about it over there in Fort Duchesne, Utah, on the UNNRA, maybe a handful, but the rest of the people don't hear it. And so they don't really understand what's going on with the prophecies. It's the time period that we're all coming into peace, and so now the messages is going out, trying to get to those spiritual leaders of men and women both to come to listen, so they could go back and give messages to their people, so that they could begin to remember why we're here, because of thought forms. It's all about forms, the spirits say. Forms. Forms is all energy. It's all about light, energy. A thought is energy. The trees are energy. They have their own energy, a form of energy. The plants have a form of energy. The insects, the animals, everything. The rocks have a form of energy. They hold crystalline makeup. They hold information. Crystals hold information. The crystals are put in the computer on a CD disc and slid into the computers, and then they're downloaded with how to program it, how to work. So it's all about informational systems of imprinting messages into things, and we're being imprinted with sound and vibration of words, so we can imprint the trees with our negativity, with our sound. We can imprint the rocks, the grasses, because we're told not to do this, and we did. When people go into those areas, those areas are programmed with negativity and war, and anyone who would go in there who is clear and clean in their cells would be imprinted of the sound and the vibration would go in them, and they would leave there with war or anger and hatred or rape or murder, whatever took place in the area. And this is what we're talking about as indigenous nations, people to begin to try to understand what is really going on and how the earth works and how universal law works. Universal law is that. Universal law. Man-made law has taken universal law out, and we have all these rules and regulations, and those rules and regulations teach us to have anger, hatred, jealousy, pain, and suffering. And the court systems and lawyers, social programs, tax programs, so on and so forth. And so we're having a very hard time, but sure, we have to stay in peace and work with the best way we can, because we're not trying to start a revolution. We're talking about peace. We're talking about coming into having peace coalitions and having wisdom of knowledge about how peace works and how thoughts work. And we have to understand these thought forms to be half peace.
because those thought forms are the original instructions that tells us how to stay in peace and not have the negative thoughts. But there are entities on us, spiritual entities, darkness, that we have to clear out of our bodies, and we have to have ceremonies to clear it off. Then we can come into peace, because those negative things jump on us and get on us, and they have to be cleared off like an illness and a sickness. And those are dark spirits.
Do you ever wonder how the Japanese, after we totally destroyed their industry, came back within 15 or 20 years and pretty much surpassed our industrial base and our service base? You ever wonder how that happened?
Yeah.
Well, my dad was a professional engineer for about 50 years, and he told me about the story of an American man. I can't remember his name right now, but he said that he met this fellow one time, and that this American man taught the Japanese that if they stopped using an adversarial system, which is what they had and prior to World War II, and what the United States is still using, an adversarial system in management. He said that if you will open up your businesses to pretty much guarantee that people will have a job for life and give them a voice in how the companies run, he said you'd be successful beyond your wildest dreams. Well, for up until about 3-4 years ago, the Japanese have used this system. They completely rebuilt themselves using the concept of harmony, and they're starting to go back on it now a little bit, because this is what happens after a period of time when they have more or less all things common. Yes, they do have rich among them, and they're trying to change them. But for a long time now, Japanese industry worked with a harmonious system where everybody had a voice, and they're shooting themselves in the foot. But isn't it interesting that it took that one American taught them how to do this, but he couldn't teach Americans how to do it?
Well, the world keeps going, and the information is there to teach us about universal law. Universal law was given to us in our thought forms, and to use our thought forms in great ways for peace and harmony, and not in negativity and anger and hate and war, or we would manifest everything that we have that causes destruction. Weapons of mass destruction, weapons of words, weapons of everything we've used to go against each other would separate each and every one of us from each other, and the families would fall apart, and then the rich would rule the world.
Yeah,
because they're the ones who got control of everyone. And this is what's happening now. Everyone knows it. We can't do much about it because we're stuck in societies where if we don't do certain things, well, things can happen to us. We won't be able to pay for food because we've got to go to the supermarkets. We've got to go pay for pharmaceuticals. If we don't know how to grow those plants, if we don't know how to cultivate foods, grow foods, we have to depend on those things. And so, like I said, the bears and the mountain lions were going down now, where the people were once hunter and gatherers. Those people now, indigenous nations and other cultures, go into Albertsons, Smiths, so on and so forth, Walmart, and hunt and gather in the aisles. And now the animals were saying, oh, look, we got no more water or rain up here. We can't hunt and gather like we do. Let's go down and hunt and gather with them in the aisles of Albertsons and Walmart. And so that's what they were doing, because now if they can't eat the children and the women, the mountain lions and the bears, they will come down and raid the refrigerators and so on and so forth. Because who took the rain away? That makes the grass grow and the plants grow and the food for everyone. Who has done that? Everybody knows who's done that if they listen to this program today. And now that's the bottom line, and the thing is upon their hands and upon their shoulders, and each and every one has recognition to go through. And in the book of records it says that we will do service for Mother Earth, and whoever does good, it's like Santa Claus' list. He's checking it twice to see who's been naughty and nice, And now the time has come where the Creator is calling upon the sacred ones and the holy ones to come forward to give dreams and visions to us, and the angelic beings, whatever people want to call them. It's the same in one. And we're getting the messages the same way people got messages in the past, that they're hearing these voices. The ones who are hearing the voices are being put on Prozac and Zoloft and locked down. This is what's happened in Red Lake to this young man who murdered and killed many others. And so his turmoil was saying that they're being brainwashed in school and so on and so forth. Now what's happening in the community over there is the people are pointing fingers at each other and saying it was their parents' fault for allowing their children to do this and do that. So what are they doing? They're poisoning each other with black magic, throwing thoughts, and attacking each other physically, mentally, and violently in Red Lake. And this is what's going on. And the messages are that they have fallen from the tree of peace, spoken truth, thought forms, and to regroup and understand it's no one's fault, but they would have to come back together in their ceremonies and their traditions and throw out all traditions that don't work. Gambling never was a tradition, for instance. Gambling steals from people. If they're gambling and they're making millions of dollars, who's losing those dollars and they're gathering and putting it into the programs? Well, that is not a tradition. It was a man-made tradition that was put in to say that they were doing that a long time ago, so that's not a tradition at all because it causes jealousy. Somebody wins all the time, the other ones get jealous, and then those go in there and try to win, lose all their money, and the other ones take it, and so they're being pillaged and raped and plundered of their monies. And then only the rich get it. And then the rest don't. And they keep going in and try it. They suffer, and pretty soon they got mental illness. They don't have any money. They're sad. They're sorry. They're sick. That never was a tradition at all. And so the Creator is saying those things that people are calling traditions aren't, or following darkness, and that they need to understand this. So the tribal nations are following traditions that aren't traditions at all.
Yep.
And if they are traditions, then why aren't they working? And then the common sense is that they aren't traditions, and they will go back and follow suit to the original instructions that says universal law says only this will follow through. The traditions that they followed back in the past when there's no highways and roads and telephone lines and et cetera, electrical lines, at that time those ceremonies worked. They try to do those ceremonies at this time, they don't work. Why? Because we're in a new time period and the new ceremonies have came up to help protect the earth and heal her and work with her, where they're trying to stay in the old that doesn't work in the new today. And that is what we would move on and forward with the new dreams and the visions coming, and the indigenous nations don't want to move into that because they say it's new age.
Yeah.
New. And this is where they're locked down. This is why they're suffering in many ways. And for these messages, I'm persecuted, but I was told in my dreams that to be strong, and those words would fall upon me, and they would hit me everywhere, but I would keep a shield around me, and I would be protected.
Well,
so these are the many messages.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
In emergencies, store shelves can empty in hours. How would you feed your family? Hi, I'm Marie, and I prepare my family with Wise Company Foods. Gourmet emergency entrees made in the USA, easy to prepare with up to a 25-year shelf life. Don't wait until it's too late. Be wise and be ready with Wise Company Foods.
Friends, this is Will Bluewater. If you'd like to find out more about Wise Foods, visit wisefoods.org.
That, you know, that probably is a good, you're probably getting tired, probably is a good place to leave it. You're welcome to come back on here anytime you want to get a message out as often as you like.
And okay, well, thank you so much and all that you're doing.
Well, yeah, you know, we reach people out in California, so you never know. The thing we pray for all the time is that Creator will encourage the right person, you know, because, you know, it's like, you know, this broadcast literally runs with the skin of its teeth every month, and we, you know, Creator steps in and, you know, has someone help us every month, you know, with 25 or 50 or whatever it takes, and so he can do the same thing for you. And you know, we were told last October that we would have problems until April, and that something good was going to happen in April. So April's not over with yet.
Well,
so,
put in a special prayer for you, too, to keep up your prophecy messages. And
we're going to be okay.
Brothers will do the same to help manifest what you need.
We're going
to
be okay, but it's time. There's opposition, always opposition in everything that's good. I mean, it's that law of duality that Native people talk about. For something going on that's good, there's going to be somebody out there to try and counter it. Well, bless your heart, you've talked yourself raw, and we'll let you go rest, and appreciate you being on the show, Grandfather Benny, and do what you can. I'd like to try to get some of the other elders that you know. I know one was beaten very, very badly, and I hope he's getting better. He's associated with you and also with Manitaka.
Yes.
And doing this work carries a very, very high price.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and we're asking all cultures to come together in peace, and there's no wrong in to come into balance and harmony and understanding great thought forms, and it's all about thoughts, because we manifest what we get, and if we don't be careful with our thoughts and our words, we can separate our families and separate cultures, and we have war. So the time is now to come back into peace, and as the Hopi said, we are the culture and the time period of all the people, that we are the people we've been waiting for. And we are, and we will inherit the earth, and those who don't want to stay here, who have bad thought forms, can plan on leaving right away.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, and be talking with you soon.
All right, well,
bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet, all for $9.99, formerly priced at $29.99. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
You want to get an edge on turning back the clock with just a few pills? Who doesn't? Well, it's no longer science fiction, but science possibility, a potential breakthrough. As I found out firsthand, there may be a way to erase years, at least inside my body. Granted, it's down the road, but some scientists are wondering if a new pill I took might offer a very long life.
It may not look like the Fountain of Youth, but inside this nondescript building, I'm about to become part of an exciting experiment, a kind of guinea pig.
Dr. McCord, okay.
I'm here at the University of Colorado in Denver to meet Dr. Joe McCord, a world-renowned scientist.
This is pretty exciting stuff you're finding, huh?
It is. We're very excited about it.
His latest research could very well unravel the mystery of aging itself. And his decades of experiments may have the potential of adding years to people's lives and possibly prevent chronic diseases like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. It all centers around this small yellow pill, and for me, it begins with a blood test.
There we go.
It wouldn't be the first time I've given blood for this company.
They want to check my levels of something called T-bars, which is a rough indicator of a person's actual age. T-bars can identify a condition known as oxidative stress, a kind of measure of the wear and tear on our bodies. Oxidative stress, like the rusting of an engine, is not a good thing.
Bad for the body.
Leading to disease.
Leading to disease and leading to malfunction, and importantly, leading to what we call aging. It is a slow progression of increasing oxidative stress. That's the main characteristic biochemically of the aging process.
The problem of aging begins with the very food we eat to give us energy. As our cells burn that food, they also release toxic chemicals. Those chemicals, you may know them as free radicals, react with all the components of our cells, literally bombarding them millions of times per second, damaging all our cells. The result? Oxidative stress. And we all have it. The body fights back with a system of defenses. It makes two antioxidant enzymes, catalase and SOD, whose job is to gobble up the free radicals before they can harm our cells.
So, doctor, how often do I take these?
And so, here I go. With that swallow, I've just become part of a potentially landmark scientific experiment.
Doesn't taste bad.
It's called Protandim, and tests on both mice and humans have already shown that it revs up the manufacture of those good enzymes in our bodies. More enzymes, fewer free radicals to harm us. Whether that will lead to longer life is still unknown. Experiments to see if mice live longer are about to get underway, but it's a tantalizing theory.
Right now, all we know is that this preparation decreases oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is not a disease, just like aging is not in itself a disease, but it's something that accompanies and is attached to many disease processes. So you can see the age-related...
Normally, oxidative stress, measured by those T-bars, increases with age. But in Dr. McCord's tests, taking just one pill of Protandim a day reversed that trend for everyone at every age, even for an 80-year-old.
They all are reduced to the level of oxidative stress that one would expect, frankly, in a newborn or a very young child.
Back to the oxidative stress levels of a child? It sounds too good to be true. Will Protandim work on me?
The scientific evidence is there. The pieces seem to make sense. The question is, does this translate into something that humans can take advantage of?
And so, ancient Eastern healing and modern Western medicine may soon be working together. High oxidative stress is associated with more than aging. It's been linked to hundreds of illnesses.
It's at the very center of many diseases. Liver disease, diabetes, emphysema, asthma. I've studied all of these. Strokes, heart attacks.
Even mental disease.
Yes.
Depression?
Alzheimer's disease, depression.
Dr. James Crapo with the National Jewish Medical Center in Denver is also researching Protandim for the company.
Are you saying that this could be a cure-all?
You're looking at something that will have a small impact, but an important impact.
We make no claims about curing any disease or preventing any disease. We hope that when enough studies are done, perhaps such claims might be able to be made in the future.
Clinical studies to assess Protandim in both diabetes and heart disease should start in 3 to 4 months. But what about my progress? After nearly 2 weeks now, it's time to get my results. Dr. McCord calculates the numbers. The result? My level of oxidative stress has declined dramatically.
45%. That's excellent.
Just look at where I fall on the graph, before and after.
Which, if extrapolated back, is the level you would see in a newborn baby.
Have we turned back the clock? Well, maybe not on the outside, but deep inside, within my cells, yes indeed.
Would you suggest I keep taking this supplement?
I would. I can't guarantee it's going to extend your life. I can't guarantee it's going to eliminate any diseases or cure any diseases.
But we do know that oxidative stress is part of those disease processes. And I don't want to wait until I'm 80 years old and find out that I should have taken it.
For more, go to our website at abcnews.com.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Major universities and government agencies initiated and continue self-funded studies following the ABC Primetime Investigative Report you just viewed. that originally aired in 2005. These studies continue to reveal more scientific evidence about Protandim's unique benefits. They are published in major scientific and medical journals. The next video will bring you up to date.
Developed after 40 years of research and exclusively for LifeVantage, Protandim is a true scientific breakthrough in anti-aging. Protandim has been reported on ABC, NBC, and PBS, featured in the Wall Street Journal, and described in CNN Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta's book, Chasing Life, The Quest for Immortality. Protandim's creator, Dr. Joe McCord, is a world-renowned scientist and a pioneer in free radical biology. Dr. McCord is the discoverer of the key anti-aging enzyme, superoxide dismutase. His role in the discovery is so significant, the enzyme is measured in McCord units. For Dr. McCord's discovery of superoxide dismutase and his contributions in free radical biology, he was awarded the Elliott Crescent Medal. This medal is awarded to distinguished inventors and scientists, putting Dr. McCord in the same company as Pierre and Marie Curie, Alexander Graham Bell, Orville Wright, and Henry Ford. Dr. Joe McCord has devoted his life's work to the study of free radicals, their role in aging, and the many problems associated with aging. Consumers spend billions every year on antioxidants in the form of food and supplements, hoping to reduce these free radicals. But antioxidants from these sources can only eliminate one free radical for every one antioxidant molecule you consume. Protandim is scientifically proven to slow cellular damage caused by free radicals. Taking one Protandim one time per day for 30 days turns on these anti-aging enzymes in your body. Your own enzymes eliminate free radicals at a rate of 1 million to 1.
I think any other supplements that are designed to be antioxidant supplements probably are no longer needed because Protandim solves that problem in a much more effective way.
Protandim is a breakthrough poised to revolutionize the anti-aging industry. It is an entirely new and scientifically validated way to fight aging, reducing your oxidative stress levels to that of a 20-year-old after just 30 days.
We found, as many other scientists had documented, that there is a progressive increase in T-bars in your blood the older you get. When these same people took Protandim for 30 days, the age-dependent increase in lipid peroxidation was completely eliminated. After Protandim, we could no longer distinguish the 80-year-old from the 20-year-old.
Protandim is protected by 3 U.S. patents. Universities around the world continue to initiate and fund their own studies of Protandim and to evaluate how this anti-aging breakthrough can prevent and improve many of the hundreds of problems associated with aging.
Many academic scientists at a number of universities have begun studying Protandim because it represents a new tool. It represents a way of reducing oxidative stress that wasn't available before. There simply was not a good way of doing what Protandim does. Protandim interacts with the DNA in your cells and causes the cells to make more of a set of genes called survival genes. The ingredients in Protandim were actually selected because they are largely metabolized by the liver, which does not interfere with most prescription drugs, which are generally metabolized by the kidneys. So the general answer to that is yes, it is safe. The immediate benefits of Protandim are within several days, the biochemical markers of oxidative stress begin to decrease. And while these are immediate improvements, you may not sense that these things are happening, just as you can't sense what your cholesterol level is, if it's high or low. But nonetheless, these benefits start happening within days of taking Protandim. The advantages to taking Protandim in the long term are that it protects your body from the relentless progression of free radical damage as we age. The anti-aging aspect of Protandim is one that accumulates over time. So the longer you take it, the more protection you will sustain. Missing a dose of Protandim is not a big problem. It takes about 2 weeks for the effects to go away. So if you miss it for 2 weeks, you're pretty much back to where you started from.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
Good afternoon. These are on, I presume. I'd like to talk to you today, and do I have control of these slides, or is I do? Okay. Let's get through these really quick, because this is just because you have to get CMEs, and I have to tell you that I am on the Speakers Bureau for GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, and also a nutritional consultant for an HIV nutritional company named Biosource Therapeutics, which has nothing to do with what I'm talking about today. What I'd like to talk to you about is something that I find thoroughly fascinating. It is glutathione. It is one of the four endogenous antioxidants, and it is one that I must admit, despite 80,000 published articles in the English literature, through medical school internship, residency, fellowship, and a fairly long time in academic medicine, I knew nothing about. It is a very interesting molecule because it exists in an accelerated or increased energy state. The energy state is, or increased energy state, is caused by the fact that it's got a free sulfhydryl group and therefore can easily donate the hydrogen to a electron and therefore quench a free radical. Now, let me tell you, because I think it's important, and it is a little bit of a divergence, but I learned about glutathione because of something that you probably all have seen in your practice, and that is a low uric acid. Now, when I was in medical school and when I was a professor of oncology, the only thing I knew about uric acid is when you had a kid that you were going to treat for leukemia, you put him on allopurinol to keep the uric acid down. I knew nothing about uric acid being low, except it kept appearing, and it appeared in about 20% of my patients, and that just didn't make sense. So I finally went into PubMed, and after stumbling around for a long time, I found out that uric acid is the last antioxidant your body uses when it's run out of everything else. When it's run out of gas, okay, it uses uric acid. Interesting. So if that's the last, the question then, what was the first? And that is where I got into glutathione. I've been coming to some of these meetings for a while, and glutathione is very important for a number of things, not all of which I'm going to go into today. But in point of fact, it has a great deal to do with not only well-being, okay, but aging well, or if you will, retarding the aging process. So I think it's very applicable. I'd like to, at the risk of repeating things that you already know, go over some of the things that glutathione is important about. Alone in the antioxidant world, okay, every other antioxidant, when it becomes oxidized, becomes itself a free radical. Glutathione doesn't. It actually recycles other antioxidants. In fact, the body considers it so important that up to 6% of the entire ATP expenditure or energy expenditure of the body may be used to synthesize and optimize glutathione levels. That's pretty impressive, 6% of the entire energy output of the body. It is also the only non-enzyme antioxidant that doesn't become a free radical and in fact has a very interesting corollary when it becomes oxidized, because what happens is it complexes to another spent glutathione molecule, and the compound then becomes GSSG, and GSSG has been shown in animal studies at least to promote and induce delta wave sleep. We all know the importance of that in terms of the aging process, so this, even in its used up form, functions as a very useful product. It not only functions as an antioxidant itself, But alone, again, in the world of antioxidants, it is an absolutely essential component of antioxidant enzymes, namely glutathione peroxidase, and most importantly, the glutathione transferases. And I bring that up because glutathione transferase abnormalities have now been associated with virtually every cancer known to man, and probably with a lot more than that. And therefore, by promoting the production of glutathione transferases through improving glutathione, we may be doing even more than I'm able to talk about right now. In addition, if that were not enough, let's keep going. It's a chelator. In fact, it's 50% as effective as oral chelation in getting rid of mercury. It has an effect on other heavy metals, but they're not as pronounced as mercury, and mercury is pretty ubiquitous in an environment, so it kind of comes as a freebie. And it detoxifies organic pollutants, perhaps the best known one of which is the two-carbon fragment that we know as alcohol. And in fact, without glutathione, you ultimately get a hangover because you stop the process at acetaldehyde, which is phase one detox, and that in itself is a free radical, and obviously many of us may have felt the effects of that if we didn't have enough glutathione. Now, why is it important in aging? Well, these are old data, and I think they're probably not as robust as they should be, but I'll give you what is available now. Glutathione levels decrease with age. The data would suggest it's 1% a year beginning in the 20s. I think that's too little, too late, but that's only my opinion right now. I haven't proved it. There are some very interesting things, though. Age-matched normals, okay, reveal that anybody at, say, 45 who's had his first heart attack or has asthma or whatever other disease you want to use has a lower glutathione level than somebody of that age who's well. So disease causes decrease in glutathione and an accelerated decrease compared to normals. Glutathione happens to be, and this is perhaps the take-home message, it's the major protector of mitochondrial DNA. Mitochondrial DNA is that DNA within the cells that's responsible, if you will, for the electron transport chain that produces every bit of energy in your body. And we know from pathologic data that if you take a biopsy from a 90-year-old and compare it to a biopsy in a 5-year-old, the mitochondrial DNA in the 90-year-old is only 5% normal compared to the 5-year-old. So obviously we destroy our mitochondrial DNA, we destroy our energy, and we age. Maintenance of normal mitochondrial DNA is directly correlated, and it's got an R value above 9.9, with aging. So the higher your glutathione, the less you age. And I think
it's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
Thank you. of other times, let the wind blow. Let the truth be known to all mankind again. Prophecy keeper, prophecy keeper.
Let the truth be known.